a dedication that we sometimes use on particular occasions, usually memorials or even funerals, begins, "Vast ocean of dazzling waves, dazzling light, marked by the waves of life, death, the tranquil passage of great calm embodies the form of new, old, coming, going. Vast ocean of dazzling light, marked by the waves of coming, going, birth, death. In the midst of this, the Buddha turns the Dharma wheel, and so reality is shown in all its many forms, all its many formlessness. Vast ocean of dazzling light, and yet we miss it. Wave of life, wave of death. All on this ocean of dazzling light, of dazzling darkness. In some ways, this has echoes in the sutra that's entitled Identity of Relative and Absolute. We don't do that very often in our services, but that's a very valuable sutra, very valuable text to remind us of the interrelation, the interpenetration of absolute and relative, which is always what our life is. See, no need to create this vast ocean of dazzling light. It's right in front of you. It's right who you are. Don't need to look elsewhere for this. We are this. This is our life. You are this. This is your life of this universe. This is the world we live in. And we miss it. We can say there are many forms of reality, and yet we live as if this moment is based on, or should be based on, our liking or not liking, based on ideas, feelings of what I am and what I am not, what they are and what they are not. And from that, we want, we push away, we approve, we hate. This is not at all what is so. This is not at all the ocean of life, death that we are. And yet, we have to be reminded in the practice principles of caught in self-centered dream, because we take for granted this self-centered dream that blinds us to this dazzling light of the universe that we are. This holding to self-centered thoughts, self-centered waves, can't be on the ocean. And yet, we are often acting as self-centered waves on this ocean that we are. We attempt to function as if we are a self-centered wave, despite the fact that every wave is just a wave of this ocean of dazzling light, or dazzling darkness, dazzling light, dazzling darkness. That's what Zazening is, being this ocean. Of course, this ocean is waves, and we are a wave on this ocean. Do we sit this moment as is, or do we hope for, insist on, fear this wave that might manifest differently than what we want, clinging to or trying to keep this wave a certain form, a certain color, a certain content, keeping it not some particular form, content, and so forth. Even more, comparing waves with other waves. Can you imagine waves in the ocean comparing themselves with each other? The ocean has lots of different waves, and the waves keep changing. Their composition changes, their forms change, their energy changes, their color changes, the temperature changes, density changes, content keeps changing. They're flowing in, flowing out, energetic or calm, rough or gentle, above and below. Ocean waves is all sorts of myriad manifesting of the ocean. Does it make sense for the waves to compare and contrast, pick and choose, decide which waves should appear, get upset about the waves that are appearing, that aren't appearing? See, what is our practice realm, practice effort? What is your practice effort in the midst of the waves of your life? Waves that forget that they are also the ocean are greatly troubled by the ocean and by its many waveforms and flavors, varieties, potentials, possibilities. Waves that forget that waves are water, always flowing, changing, with no real borders, no real separate form, no separation. Despite being this wave, a wave is never separate from the ocean. Never. In fact, wave has no particular form. It's always flowing. Always, always changing, always flowing. I know if you surf waves, you know people that surf waves, they're particular about what waves are coming, but that's because they've decided they're going to go out and surf and they want the water warmer. And when I was visiting in San Diego, one of our neighbors there, he's my age, retired, and one of the things he likes to do is go out in the early morning and surf. He's been doing it many, many, many years, 40, 50, 60 years. But he always, what should I say, has considerations about what the previous day's weather was. If there's rain, he says you have to wait a couple days for the rain to clear out in the form of the sewage that comes into the ocean so that they're not surfing in the sewage. The sewage isn't bad, it's just a runoff from the soil, from the marshes that are near the ocean, that empty into the ocean. But being the waves, waves take whatever comes into the waves, whatever comes up from the ocean floor, whatever comes from different currents. Now, from our point of view, we might think some waves are better, some waves are worse. But from the point of view of the waves. Are some waves better than others? Are they more wavy, more waves? Are some forms of wave manifesting more wave, more ocean? See, please notice clinging to variation, to variations like this in terms of your judgments and beliefs and entanglements concerning other waves that are sharing your life, that appear in your life, that act in your life, even in terms of your own body-mind. It manifests in different waves at different times. See, this is our fundamental practice. This is what we're talking about when we say caught in self-centered dream, holding to self-centered form. This is exactly what the Buddha is talking about when he says suffering and harming are the result of attachment, of clinging. So in a sense, you could say our whole practice is non-clinging. The reality of this vast ocean of dazzling light is the ocean doesn't become better or worse if waves are smooth or waves are rough. Waves are choppy, waves are littered with seaweed, some full of foam, some with trash, some with otters on them, some with kelp, others with porpoises, some watery, some icy, some alive, some dying, some dead. When waves forget that they are the ocean, and remain entangled and secluded in the waves, suffering, harming is the consequence for us, for all of us. Then we become trapped in self-centered ideas of body-mind of ourself, so to speak, and body-mind of others. How others act or don't act, how we wake up this morning and what our condition is. This is what fundamentally our practice is about. The fact that we forget that this is vast ocean of dazzling light, marked by the waves. Waves of coming, going, waves of life, death, birth, death. That's what waves are. See, this is a tranquil passage of great calm in the midst of new, old, coming, going. This is what the whole teaching of the Buddha, which we call the turning of the Dharma wheel, is to allow us, to enable us, to encourage us to be, to see this reality which is shown in each of and every of its myriad many forms. Myriad many forms. And Dogen also reminds us of it. In fact, he encourages us. When he describes practice, Dogen says, to study the Buddha way, we could say to study the way of the dazzling light ocean is to study the self. Study the wave you believe you are. To study the wave you believe you are is to forget the self. To practice studying self wave is to enable us to forget self-wave, to be awakened. Awakened doesn't mean to get something extra, but to see and be who we are, to be awakened by the myriad dharmas, by all the waves we encounter, formed and formless ones. Of course, everyone that's a form is a formless one as well. Form is exactly empty. And just because many of us at this moment are inland, away from the ocean, doesn't make a difference. Oceans are land as well as ocean. The whole universe is just an ocean of dazzling light. Some of it seeable, some of it not seeable. Myriad forms of light. Myriad forms of being who we are. But if the waves forget that they're the ocean, then there's suffering. Then there's harming. Then there's caught in dreams. So I decided for this Dharma talk to do something different than what I do usually in Sesshin. I will stop recording in a few moments and then I'll take questions and we can talk about this dazzling light ocean that we are. You can pop up as the wave of the moment, manifest coming, going. Manifest this non-clinging, tranquil passage, this great calm that you are. And yet, be genuinely expressing how you see or how you don't see your practice, where entanglement blinds, where clarification can be useful. Of course, our zazening is always being this dazzling light ocean, this vast ocean that reaches in all directions in myriad realms.